The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Now, ahead of the big busk for Focus Ireland on the 12th of April, we've been meeting some of the service users and ambassadors for Focus Ireland to hear about their experiences of homelessness. One of the people I met recently is Kelly O'Danza. She spent much of her young life in care, and her experience of homelessness began after she came out of care. I began by asking her what that was like for her.
So when I came out of care, I was kind of didn't have anywhere to go. I had to move back in with my parents, but like the situation wasn't the best. So I kind of lived there for a couple of years, but even though I was living there, I still didn't feel like that was my home.
What age were you then at that stage?
I was 18. And then about 2 years ago, I actually finally got a home. So I was delighted, but in that like 5 years, I didn't have a home, and I didn't like, even though I was living at home with my parents, it wasn't my home. So it was hard, like, kind of that way. A lot of time, like, I wouldn't stay there. I would stay at, like, my aunt's or my cousin's, because I just didn't feel, like, right there at all.
But it was good that you had aunts and cousins that you could go to, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what it was like being in care as well.
Being in care was the most horrible thing ever. So I went into care in May 2010, the 13th of May.
You remember that date very well,
yeah,
do you?
That date is stuck with me for the rest of my life. But that's the day I went into care.
What age were you then?
I was just 10. There was me and my other 5 siblings. So we all got brought into care that night. And from that night to the age of 18, it was the worst experience I ever had. I was moved from foster home to foster home. So even when I was in care, I was still homeless at a way, because I did not have a home.
It was all temporary accommodation, yeah, as you saw it.
It wasn't even temporary accommodations. It was just because I was diagnosed with depression from a really, really young age, that the foster parents wouldn't believe that I had it. So they kind of just made situations harder for me then. So then when they couldn't handle me, they just moved me. So I think in my whole entire time in care, from 2010 to 2017, I moved to like 6 different homes in that 8 year.
Did you feel settled in any of them?
In one I did. One home I did now, and that was my second foster home. But I used to go to this girl previously when I was at home as well for respite, and I did feel really settled there, but I had a lot going on. One night, a big kind of argument started, and I got moved in, literally that night.
Which again must have been so, so upsetting for you. And that has always stayed with you, and probably will stay with you.
It has, and even to this day, like, I still don't trust, like, I have really bad trust with people, especially because, like, for so long, people were coming in and out of my life. Like, over the 8 years, I'd say about 6 or 7 different social workers, 6 or 7 different organisations in and out of my life over that 8 year period. So trust with people is very difficult.
But you have established trust, haven't you, with one person in Focus Ireland who has worked with you over a long number of years?
Yeah, with two people in Focus Ireland, I have very good trust with them. My two key workers down in Waterford, the first one I got when I was 18, and I have the most unbelievable trust with her. I covering her about anything, and which is amazing. And then my other one I got when I was 19, I think. I was just going into college at the time, and I've been with her then since 19, and I'm 24 now, and I still have the two of them.
And what is it about them that you have developed that good relationship with them?
The type of people they are, they're just so nice, so kind, so loving. Like, they literally would go beyond for me. Like, if something was going on, they'd try and help fix it. Like, there was plenty of times over the couple of years where I just wasn't able to do stuff myself, and I literally just rang them up, and they were with me less than 10 minutes. They would come out to me, they would tell me to come into him, we go for coffee, we could stay on the phone chatting. So, like, the bond I have with them is very good.
Yes, how important is it to have people that you can rely upon and trust?
It's very important. It is, because all my life I didn't have anyone there to for support, for trust. Like, I kind of grew up with no one, in a sense. And especially when I went into care, I didn't have anyone there for that support and trust. So when I got my key workers and had the support and trust them, like, a lot of things changed.
What things changed? Because you mentioned, for example, going to college. So what sort of things have you been able to do?
So I've gone to college. So I've done dog grooming in college. Then during COVID, I started doing beautician. A lot has changed. Like, I've gone to college. I've got a job now. I have my own house. My mental health is very stable. Like, thanks to them girls, they've done everything to help me get where I am today.
How much work will you have to do to make sure that you stay on that even keel?
Very lot of work. There is still a lot of process to go. I still have to kind of resolve my past to have a better life going forward. So I still need, like, we're still working on forgiving people that hurt me in the past and moving forward from them. But it's going to take a lot. It's going to take a time.
How important is it that you actually have somewhere that you have a key to your own door?
It's very important. Like, I actually thought when I got there, I was like, oh, I won't be stick here. Like, I'd have to go home to my mother and father. Because for so many years, for 5 years of my life, that's all I knew was home with my mother and father. So I got so used to that. So when I got my own place, I was like, oh no, I won't stay here. I'll end up going back. But actually, I stayed there. Like, I'm there 2 years and I love it.
And has that helped with your relationships as well, with your family, that you actually have your own place?
It is, because, like, me and my father don't fight anymore. Like, when I used to be living at home, because me and my father are two hotheads. So when something was said, the two of us would just go. But now it's like, we ring on the phone every day. If he said something to me, I can just hang up the phone.
Okay, so what's your hopes for the future now?
Just focusing on myself. Just hopefully getting to the place where I want to be. I just want to focus on myself and focus on my job, because there's a lot to do in beautician.
And just to finish up, I mean, you did have a tough time, and there's no escaping from the fact that you had the tough time. Mm. But have you sort of, do you feel that you've come to accept what has actually happened and learned from it, so that you can make things better for yourself in the future?
I have and I haven't. I think some of the stuff I don't want to accept, and then other stuff I do want to accept. I learned a lot from it. Obviously, things can change, but I know in the future I can make more decisions for myself and I can make my life a lot better. So taking from what happened and changing it into the good I'm getting somewhere.
And you still have those key workers from Focus Ireland,
yeah,
that you can phone at any time you need to.
Yeah. So, which is great. Like, and especially my key worker in Waterford, she's helped me a lot now with kind of moving forward instead of moving backwards.
Kelly O'Danza, thank you so much for talking about your story.
No problem.
And that was Kelly O'Danza telling us some of her story of experiencing homelessness. She's one of the Focus Ireland ambassadors. And of course, Today FM's Big Busk for Focus Ireland is taking place on Friday, the 12th of April, because we have over 13,500 people without a home in Ireland today. And you can get involved in the Big Busk, various things that you can find on our website to do, but also you can donate right now. Very simply, go to todayfm.com/busk.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.